Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Sammy. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. I'd just like to go for a quick survey with you on problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Lisa, please?
Sure, this is Lisa. I'll do the survey.
Hi, Lisa. So the first question is, are you registered to vote in New Jersey?
Yes.
Perfect. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you'll vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you'll vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Okay. What is your race?
What are the choices on the survey?
White, black, Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
Asian.
Asian. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. In what year were you born?
1981.
So I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold and 100 is very warm. So the first person is Tammy Murphy.
What's the scale?
0 to 100. So 0 is very cold and 100 is very warm.
50 by 0.
50, okay. Andy Kim.
50, 5-0.
Joe Biden.
70, 7-0.
70, okay. Ravi Bala.
50, 5-0.
50. Stephen Phillip.
50, 5-0.
50. Phil Murphy.
60, 6-0.
60. Rob Menendez.
50, 5-0.
And Bob Menendez.
50, 5-0.
Okay. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
I don't know this person.
Okay. I'm going to know this one. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Oh, is there something in the middle? I'm not familiar.
Or unsure.
Okay.
Unsure, yep. If the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Patricia Campos Mendina, Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Andy Kim.
And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, and Ravi Bala, for whom would you vote?
What was the first choice?
Rob Menendez.
Okay, Rob Menendez.
Yep. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Nothing,
okay. How closely would you say you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not closely at all.
Okay. So please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. The answers are strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, and strongly disagree. So the first one is, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
What's the neutral choice?
So you can also say unsure, neither agree or nor disagree.
Unsure, neither agree or disagree.
Okay. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes.
Agree.
Agree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, yep. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez.
Agree.
Yep. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because of his father, Bob Menendez.
What are the choices again?
Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or unsure.
Somewhat agree.
Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
Unsure,
okay. Okay, so I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as mayors Raz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowledge, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hard-working families, because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Which one would you say comes closer to your own view?
What is it? That are close to neutral.
So you can say both or neither, or don't know.
Don't know,
okay. So a few more statements again, critics and supporters. The critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there's no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in the public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, delivered billions in federal funding for local transit projects, helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Which would say is more closer to your own view? Out of them two statements.
What are the choices in the middle?
So it's either the critics or the supporters, both or neither. Or don't know.
Don't know,
okay. Okay, so I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for the Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. So the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. So after listening to that statement, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
More likely.
More likely. Much more or somewhat?
From the statement alone?
Yeah.
Okay, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet.
What's the question regarding the statement?
So that statement that I read, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that congressman?
Based on the wording, I'm going to say not at all.
Not at all, no problem. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to putting money into working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment.
Not at all.
Not at all. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
What are the choices again?
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely.
What are the more likelies? You said a little more somewhat. Likely and what else?
Hmm? Okay, yeah, that's okay. A little more likely.
So you said the choices are somewhat likely.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely.
Much more likely.
Much more likely.
Mm-hmm.
The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey. From lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible.
Somewhat more
again,
likely.
Yep. Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care.
Much more likely.
Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
Sorry, could you read that again, please?
Yeah, sure. So Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
And what is the question again regarding the statement?
So, yeah, after hearing that statement, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that congressman?
So what is the choice next to somewhat likely?
A little more likely is on the lower side, or much more likely is on the higher side.
Much more likely.
Much more, okay. So after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, and Ravi Bala, for whom would you vote?
I would have to choose something like neither. I'm only hearing about one candidate.
Say it again, sorry.
I would have to choose something like neither, having not heard about the other two candidates.
No problem. Undecided, I'll put on there. So if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, or Ravi Bala? Again, you can have undecided as well.
Undecided.
Okay. So I'm going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Bala, the candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. So Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor.
Less likely.
Less likely. Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they called, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row.
So the question is, how does this change my likelihood to vote for Ravi Bala?
Yes. Or support him.
Mm.
You can also say you don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I can say I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's sewer system. Represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination, police officers sued for irresponsibly pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result, and a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason.
I think I don't have, my answers are not going to be informative to your survey. How long is the survey?
There's literally three more questions after this. So again, you can say you don't know for this one if you like.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay. So Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaps praise on Chris Christie and talks publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat Barlow's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Barlow was even business partners with the Republican state chairman.
What were the choices for my answer?
Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, not at all less likely.
And then there was another answer?
Or don't know, yeah.
Yeah, don't know, please.
Okay. And in a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Barlow is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly.
Somewhat likely.
Okay. Okay, so after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, and Ravi Barlow, for whom would you vote? You can also say other or undecided.
Undecided.
Okay. So the final few questions are just for statistical purposes. So thinking in political terms, would you say you are more liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal. Is that very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay. And do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Rent. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post, some college, four-year college graduate, or postgraduate school or degree?
Four-year college.
Okay. Are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
No. And finally, strictly for the verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Lisa, L-I-S-A.
Lisa. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No, thank you.
No, but no problem. Well, that concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Dun, 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 dun.